if you're within 10 miles of my voice, our venue in our city tonight is Harbor Beach in the first round playoff, and we have a 0-0 with 4:40 to go, and the concession stand is waiting for you.
That's right. So the Harbor Beach Pirates going to be on the 40-yard line. A lot of confused hands hitting the sideline. It looks like they need another player out there. That's number 8. That would be Tyler Kruger, finally hit the huddle, and they come out of the huddle in the spread formation. Slassie, the only man in the backfield company, keeping Kraft company, trips right and a man to the left. Kraft back to pass. He's passing down the middle. It's intended for number 2, Travis Esmaker, but falling complete. He overthrew it by about 2 yards in front of him.
Yeah, Esmaker didn't have a chance for that. And it's amazing, Clark, how these kids can throw with a glove on. You know, I don't know how they do it. In the weather right, out
let's
there.
Let's see, you used stick'em back in the day?
No.
Oh, okay.
We just put the football in our hand and just whipped it down the field.
That's when football was the real deal. Anyway,
right.
2 men out each way, 1 man in the backfield. In the shotgun is Kraft, once again 2nd and 10. And this one's a handoff to number 45, Sloan Klasky. He's pushing to the right and hits a wall by number 18 there after a 3-yard gain. He's out to the 42-yard line in their own territory.
Along with number 20, Dylan Natke for the Brown Devils. So that brings up a 3rd and a bunch, about 8 yards for the Pirates here.
3rd and 8 at their own 42-yard line for Kraft and the Pirates. Moving left to right across your radio as the clock is winding down. There's 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. No score in Harbor Beach in Division 7 playoffs. Harbor Beach against Brown City in the pre-district round.
And if you have any scores from the others,
269-1021.
Right.
And spread formation once again. 2 men each way, and Kraft rolling to his right. Looking back to pass. Nothing much there. Finally passes out to number 47, Aaron Ginther. He's out into Brown City territory by about 2 yards at the 48-yard line. And Ginther calling for the horse collar call, but there is no flag on the play. That's a gain of about 14 yards. First down for the Pirates.
It was tackle number 18, Charles Baird, but he didn't really get him by the horse collar. He got him by the face mask. Pinder twisted his neck off and made a wish on him.
Okay. So, 1st and 10 for the Pirates, now into Brown State territory. Spread formation once again, and a handoff again to Klasky, who's out for about 4 yards before he's brought down by the Brown City defense. 2nd and 6.
Nathan Primo made the hit for the Green Devils. So a nice little gain there by the Pirates. As we're winding this first quarter down, we have no score.
And 3:13 remains in the first quarter. 0-0, Harbor Beach, Brown City. Harbor Beach predominantly in the spread formation now. 2 men each way, and Klasky in the backfield with Kraft. Kraft, there's the snap, and it's another handoff to Klasky around the left side of the far hash. He has the first down, and then no one to beat. He's out to the 20. He's out to the 10, to the 5, and to the 4. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. They're in first time. The crowd electrified. It's 6-0, Harbor Beach.
And no penalty on that play. And we had a guard pulling, and he caught the tackle, and he turned him inside, and Sloan Klasky got off to the races, broke one tackle, and then took it all the way to the house.
48 yards there for Sloan Klasky and the Pirates. We've always talked about once Klasky gets into open field, look out. No stopping him. And indeed he did for 48 yards there, putting up Harbor Beach 6-0 with 2:51 remaining in the first quarter. Ginther doing the kicking duties. Travis Esmaker the holder. There's the snap, and the kick is up, and it looks like it's good right down the middle of the uprights. And it's now Harbor Beach 7, Brown City nothing with 2:51. You're tuned to WLEW.
Are you looking for a cell phone without a long-term commitment that actually works in the Thumb area? Are you sick and tired of bad reception from the other guys? Then it's time to get on the fast track with Thumb Cellular. And right now, they have the hottest deals of the season. Thumb Cellular has prepaid no-commitment rates as low as a penny a minute and 3 cents a text. Now, through October 31st, get the Motorola Z6M cell phone and a $20 prepaid card for just $39.99 with free activation. This card gets you over 600 minutes or 600 texts. Also on sale is the LG 260 Rumor cell phone with a $35 airtime card and free activation for just $59.99. Remember, with Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cards, there's no credit check, no contract, and no overages. You must act quickly because this sale is through October 31st only. So stop by Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
We're back here in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach strikes first. It's now 7-0 after a 48-yard run for number 45, Sloan Kolaski. And Harbor Beach is ready to kick this one off.
Well, again, Clark, Coach Schelke, again, is attacking the four-man front. And it's usually if everyone's in tight, it's a 4-4. And the way to attack a 4-4 is on the perimeter. And that's where they went for that touchdown.
And Ginter doing the kicking duty. He's brought down a receiver at the 20-yard line by Brown City. He's out to the 35-yard line. Has some room to run along the near sideline. And finally brought down at the Brown City 48-yard line is number 30. That is Nate Primo.
And Justin Laseski made the hit for the Pirates, but the Green Devils had excellent field position on that kickoff return as we got 2:43 to go in this first quarter, and Harbor Beach leading 7-0.
And it's 7-0 Harbor Beach with 2:43 remaining in the first quarter. Brown City now on the offensive side of the ball, and they're moving right to left across the radio. Three men in the backfield, receiver out wide each way. And it's Kuchelski under center. It's a handoff to number 30. Primo, who's brought down right at the line at the 50-yard line. Looks like they're going to give him a yard. He's at midfield, second and nine.
Hey, Evan Colapart, number 22, made the hit along with other Pirates again. The Pirates are really focusing on Primo. Wherever he's at, they're going to follow him through and make sure that he doesn't have the football and make someone else carry it for the Green Devils.
Well, if he ran for 252 yards last time these teams played, I would give it to him as well. He ran the backfield and fired to the left. So just the understanding there's a fumble on the play, and that was intended for number 35, Cody LaRogue, which coughed it up there at the 47-yard line. Lost the three on the play, brings up third and 13.
Again, the Pirates are playing a 10 men in the box and one safety deep, and they're daring Brown City to throw the football against their defense.
And it's now third and 13 for Brown City out of their own 47-yard line. And they are moving right to left across your radio. Green pants, green socks, white jerseys with green lettering and gold trim, and white helmets with the game day stickers on them. Spikeski back in the shotgun. He's looking back to pass. Harbor Beach on the prowl. They're trying. He's scrambling. He's back by his own 30. He's coming near the near sideline. Finally throws it out to number 87. Hits the hands, but incomplete at the original line of scrimmage. And it's incomplete. Brings up fourth down after a quite scrambling play.
Right, and Derek Puff had him in his bead and sights. If he would have brought him or caught that ball, he would have been tackled right there. So it'll bring up a fourth down here for the Green Devils.
And Spikeski's favorite receiver, Andrew Knox, he's 0 for 2 tonight. As the punt team comes back out on for Brown City, number 18 doing the kicking duties. That's Charles Baird, a 6'4 tight end, a senior. And the punt's away, and it's a high flying punt out to about the 29-yard line. And it falls out of bounds right there in Harbor Beach territory, where Harbor Beach will take over first and 10 for the Pirates.
Definitely an ankle kick. They don't want the Pirate return people to catch the ball and get the ball upfield. So they're angling out of bounds. So that's one thing they learned from playing Pirates last time.
Absolutely. They have good breadth out there as Tyler Krueger bringing in the play. Now he's taking it back out. Troy Schelke a little indecisive here on exactly what he wants to do on first and 10 at their own 30-yard line with 1:06 remaining in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leading 7-0 over Brown City in Division 7 playoffs pre-district round, round number 1. Moving left to right across your radio, are the Pirates in the spread formation. Trips right, one receiver left, and it's a handoff once again, keeper for himself, Kraft, and he leaps over a defender and gets out ball for 4 yards near the far sideline. Out to the 34-yard line is Kraft, gain of 4, second and 6.
Tackled by number 30 for the Green Devils, Nathan Primo, as he fouled Kraft all the way across the field. He got more yardage going sideways than he did going forward.
And so brings up second and 6 for the Pirates at their own 34-yard line. Kraft in the shotgun. Klasky keeping him company. Trips right and a receiver to the left. And the handoff to number 5, Sloan Klasky. He breaks free. He's out to midfield and finally brought down in Brown City territory by